Assalamu alaikum. This is Sheikh Ibrahim, and I'm going to be talking about Insan-e-Kamil, the whole human being, from another angle. I'm going to be mentioning Allah, a non-gender, immanent and transcendent loving intelligence that has no limitations of time, space, or possibilities. And as I've come to reflect more about what it is to become a whole human being, new ways of looking at it keep popping up. Today, the idea of bringing all the disparate parts of myself back into a unit, a three-dimensional person, began to come together. This is part of reflection, that fluidity of one's intention that allows a continuous unfolding of new ideas. Now imagine that you're given the ability to see all the parts that make up you. But they're not all here right now. You appear to be all over time and place. One of you lives in the past, trying to forget or process what happened at school that day. Another lives in the future as a successful entrepreneur. This one just lays on the couch. Another's crying. One is slamming their head against the wall, and this one's praying. Wait, there's more. One is trying to prove themselves to their father, and one keeps getting married. It's almost too much. How do we bring these parts together? And how do we cull the parts we don't want? Aha! That's the process of becoming Insan-e-Kamil, an integrated whole person, one who has gone through the process of identifying these various parts of themselves and working out which ones to keep and which ones to toss. The brain is an amazing machine. When focused, it creates cities and rockets and symphonies. But when distracted, all of that potential stamina is diffused and lost. The vitality is shunted off into maintaining various mental loops. What will people think of me? I'm afraid of. I want to be right. I can't do this. I'm better than you. I'm a failure. Your internal battery loses power quickly when all of these apps are running, especially when there's no one in charge. Thoughts flit randomly. The purpose of a spiritual teaching like Sufism is to help you remember your original true self. It provides tools to reunite these components through the magic of practice. Through repetition, the brain begins to change into what you want to be, the way you want to live and think. What is the most efficient way to change? Knowing how and what to repeat. Basic neurophysiology. The more you repeat something, the more the brain wires it in. This also works on muscle memory, retention, everything. And what's the best thing to focus on? Allah. Why? Because, one, Allah is unlimited. Two, Allah is the source of everything. Three, Allah is one. Four, Allah connects everything. Five, Allah has no beginning or end. 6. Allah has no gender. 7. Allah is loving, forgiving, and compassionate. 8. Allah is permanent. 9. Allah is our connection to blessings and wisdom. Repeating or focusing on anything connected with the material world will suck you into the inevitability of change. Nothing of this dimension is permanent except change. It is metamorphosing continuously, transforming from a chair to dust, to dirt, to a tree, to bird, to dust. And anything you try to hold on will simply slip away. Here's a thought. If you cannot control your brain, it will wander wherever it wants. So we don't want distractions. So it is through practice that the brain begins adapting itself to your intentions. When you gain control of the brain, you can then begin focusing on your heart. Now the brain will obey and get out of the way for you to enter into the long-awaited relationship with your heart. The heart is the connection to where Allah lives. Now, when the focus is Allah, it is the only point that is eternal and unchanging. And that's the goal. Living with Allah, living in the heart. The heart knows Allah's love, light, and wisdom. The mind, like a sailboat, will meander aimlessly until you choose a destination. Set your intentions clearly, write them down, use words. Writing clarifies and dictates directly to your synapses. The physical change happens in how your inner wiring will adapt. This is one of the secrets of how to train the brain. Yeah, you'll find many books, YouTube videos, and workshops that will tell you this or that about how to know yourself or God. But the real payoff, the actual truth about reaching a spiritual life, requires practice. There is no shortcut, no sudden enlightenment. Anything acquired quickly will be lost just as quickly. A life lived with the divine requires solid foundations of humility, sincerity, honesty, generosity, and more. And it's all based on love, effort, and intention, and as always, a sense of humor. How do I grow spiritually and become a mature human being? The first thing is to find a true teacher, one who themselves has a teacher and has been given permission to teach. Anyone who sets themselves up as a spiritual master without their guide's permission is suspect. Always test the water, see if there is truth and applicability to it. Be wary, avoid scammers and confidence tricksters. Can you use the information and practices in your life? Do the teachings help you become a better person? Are you growing? If you want to permanently change, You must take control of your brain, because nobody else will. It is an unruly, wild donkey that kicks and screams until it submits to its job. It will fight to keep things as they are. Excellent defenses and reasons will appear to convince you to give up. It will also lie, cheat, steal, and rationalize why it fights you. This is where you, as the warrior, steps forward, brandishing the crystal sword of intention. The donkey you will swear to kill you and bring you back under its rule. But you will not be swayed. You will slash at it with your sword and shield, and coming to your aid are all the other dervishes, saints, and prophets. They stand with you, by your side, in the battle that will shatter the world as you know it. When you vanquish your nemesis, the small you dies. No one will ever know what it took to defeat such a clever, stupid enemy. You have died before you die. We resurrect the heart by transforming into Insan E. Camille, a whole person, an authentic human being, someone who can make this world a better place by surrendering to the greatest power and will in the universe. Salaam alaikum, marids, seekers, curious, and interested listeners. We appreciate you and are happy to share our Sufi message. Your donation will help support our Sufi center in Sydney, where we do zikr, sobat, spiritual counseling, and healing services. We believe the message should be free, but it costs equipment, rental, services, software, and hardware to get this to you. So thank you for choosing our podcast among all the millions available. If you go to our website, AnsariSufiOrder.org, you will be able to donate through PayPal whatever you think this information is worth to you. Blessings and love, the Australian Ansari Sufi Order.